The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, speaking in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers, and he left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant to his tenants to obtain from them some produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, and they beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated him shamefully. He sent another one whom they killed. So many others came, they beat, and others they killed. He had one other to send, his beloved son. He sent him to them, thinking, "They will respect my son." But the tenant farmers said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and his inheritance will be ours." So they seized him, and they killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and put these tenants to death and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read the scriptures? The stone that rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed this parable to them. So they left him and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. The implication of this parable here about the tenants and the farmers and the owner of the vineyard, since it's addressed to the chief priests and scribes and to the Pharisees, and he speaks about, you know, the rejection and how they didn't appreciate the vineyard that the Lord had given them. It would appear that in the early text of Mark's gospel, this is a reference to the people of Israel, to the Jewish people, how they rejected the prophets that were sent, and they rejected the Son, Jesus. However, to translate into something that is meaningful for us today, it will tell us this, that people cheat and they lie. People use violence to get their way. People steal. They're given something in trust, and they steal, and they lie, and they cheat. And then some people turn to violence to get what they want in response. That's the way of the world. We're looking at it every day. People lie, they cheat. There's so much misinformation going on out there. And some people turn to violence to get their ways. And this gospel is telling us it's the stone which was rejected, which is the cornerstone. The meaning of life must be based on truth, must be based on the one who is rejected by the world, the forces of the world, the ones who lie and to cheat and get their own way, the ones given to violence. They're not the cornerstone. The cornerstone is the one who is rejected by the values of the world. And this is the cornerstone. This is the meaning of life. When we come to the end of life, we're relying on a cornerstone of truth and justice and charity and sharing. Somewhere in life, we'll be called to scatter, not to gather, to give away, not to hoard. That's the cornerstone spoken about here in the Gospel of Mark. We don't belong to the tenants in the vineyard. We don't belong to the king, the violent one. We somehow are followers of the one who was rejected, the one who was in contradiction to the world. It's worth a second look. So how we live our lives and what values we follow in life, and what we shall do in order to gain or to be accepted or to impress people. What shall we compromise in order to get what we want? And how, listening to the word of God, these values are beyond the gospel. And the gospel is to follow the one rejected by the values of the world. That's the cornerstone of life. That's what it means to have a peaceful soul, to walk in peace, to be a true disciple of the Lord. It's a challenge because we live in a culture where there is so much tension, so much greed, so much misinformation, and how to say we're followers of the one who was rejected by the values of the world. It's worth a second look. And of course, Charles Lwanga and the martyrs of Uganda would be a supreme example of those who said, we do not accept the values of a corrupt king in their own day, for which they paid the price of martyrdom. They followed the one who was rejected. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.